It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Miss Judy Gold.
Welcome, everybody, to Kill Me Now.
Oh my gosh, we're starting?
With Judy Gold. Unfortunately, Judy is running late. It's really, really unlike her.
Oh, yeah.
And
so unlike her to be late,
you know.
Oh,
and so we'll just have to start now because we have a hard out in about an hour.
Is she always late?
I don't know what you're talking about. You don't talk about my boss like that.
Poor
and
Judith.
I don't
you know,
appreciate
she's
you
very
spreading
busy.
These dirty rumors.
She's very busy. She is very busy.
Henriette Mentel. Everybody.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I hope Judy does show up. I mean, that would be fun, but she texted me and said she's in the subway.
Oh, the subway. Yeah. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
I think she was getting a sandwich in the subway, actually. No, just kidding.
All right. I enjoy cornball humor here on Kill Me Now.
Well, that's what we have.
Well, tell me, Henriette.
Will she just blow in and put on the phones and she won't have to, like, yell at us for starting without her, will she?
She'll probably most... Do you want to bet?
Yeah.
Okay.
$1.
$5?
Okay,
$1.
I can go five.
Five
yeah.
bucks she does.
She yells at us for starting already?
Yeah. Or do you already think that?
No, I already think that.
Oh.
I think she's going to yell at us. So you'd have to go against it and say she's not going to. I kind of hope she does.
I can promise you that she will.
She will. Because it'll set a certain vibe. And then who knows if this part will even ever get on the air.
We
this
will
isn't live, is it?
Be her Kill Me Now. Is it, though?
Is it live?
I don't know.
No,
Aren't we always live?
It's not live.
No, it's not.
Oh, so
it's
she
really
could just
not.
Cut us out.
I would have warned you.
Oh.
Well, the funny thing about that, Henriette, is I edit the show. So.
Oh, hello. Wow, that's
We're
good.
Not going anywhere.
That's good to know. What do you edit it on?
I use SoundForge, and sometimes I use Audacity, but mostly SoundForge.
Now, when can I expect this to be on the air?
You can expect this to be on the air. Well, if you're hearing this, we're speaking in the past.
Oh, right.
Which is probably also the present
right.
in another dimension. We don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
And I love you. And let's see. Today is Thursday the 28th that we're recording this. This will be out.
We can always edit
like
out
3 weeks.
Part. Oh, three. Okay. Because
3 weeks in the future.
Okay. All right. We can do that.
Three or four.
Oh,
depending
or four.
On whether.
Oh, boy. My voice might change by then.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you transitioning?
Yeah. I'm transitioning from a Bruce Springsteen fan to a regular person.
Oh.
And I saw Bruce last night, so my voice is very deep. Okay.
Wonderful. How was it?
Oh, well, I'd like to wait for her to talk about
right,
it.
Right.
I mean, we can talk about it. You know, I love him.
Do you? I
oh,
love Bruce Springsteen,
God,
too.
I love him.
If you got the chance to make out with him.
No. I have a good Bruce story, but I should probably wait for Judy. I feel like we're
you
going
should
without
wait for
her.
Judy.
Should
Absolutely.
We?
We're not
okay.
going on without her. We're going
okay.
on despite her unfortunate predicament.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? That
I
she's
would
late.
Never.
She's always late.
Go on without.
She wrote me a text. I'm going to. Don't be late. We only have an hour. Don't be late. She threatened me. And so here I am. I'm like 7 minutes early.
Yeah, I know. And I appreciate that.
Has she texted you today?
Several times.
Oh, she's in the subway still?
No, she's here. She's coming up.
Oh, good.
So don't worry, everybody. You don't have to deal with me for too much longer.
Oh, that's okay. You're a good host.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Henriette, we had a moment.
When?
First of all, I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
Are you scared now that you're in a room alone with me?
No.
Okay, great.
I've been in the room alone with a lot crazier people than you.
Oh, good. Good to know. Okay. You have genius comic timing.
Oh, thank
you. And I bet you are a fantastic dramatic actor.
Yes, I am very good. But I'll tell you, I've been in a little bit of a slump. I could use an acting gig.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Someone hire this woman. I want to hire you for something.
I agree. How many listeners do you have, average?
It's hard to measure the amount of listeners. It's easier to measure the amount of downloads.
Oh.
Yeah, so we've got like a fair amount of downloads. Oh, but if people, everyone tell your friends about Kill Me Now. If you have subscribed on iTunes,
you have.
Well, one thing I just learned actually about iTunes is if you don't listen to the show through, then even after you've subscribed for a while, it unsubscribes you after like a month or so of not listening.
Oh, wow.
So if you don't usually listen to the show through iTunes, if you don't mind going and checking on and just subscribing again, it really does help us. Helps us put us up in the ranks in iTunes and get recognized by people. And throw us a 5-star rating. That'd be great.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
well,
not to take away from you. You look really beautiful today,
Red. Well, thank you.
Red is a great color for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're a fall color.
You're full of compliments today.
Oh, you're a comic. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You hate yourself.
Can't take it.
All right,
take it.
All right, you know what? You're not as great as I'm saying.
I feel much better with rejection.
Good.
So I wonder who this guy, the Taz Show, is. We're in this room, and everything is about wrestling masks.
Oh, yeah. He's another show here at Play.it.
The Mets. Yeah, and the Yankees. It's all
masculine.
Sports. Yeah, it's all sports.
I'm gonna let her in. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So
I'd like to do a poem that I memorized when I was a kid that was on a gravestone, and I'll do it for you now. Behold, my friends, as you pass by, so you are now, so once was I. So I am now, so you must be. Prepare for death and follow me. What you art now reading over my bones, I've often read on other stones, and soon you shall read of thee. What thou art now reading of me. I just recited a poem.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I just recited a poem when you guys were out of the room. Hope it gets on.
It's not getting on.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Hannah!
She's so sweet.
It'll get on.
Oh, good. It was a good poem. It's about a graveyard. It's something I memorized off a gravestone when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
You didn't start recording, did you?
Of course we did. Judy.
Did we not use this, though?
No, it's not.
What?
It's not against you. It's in lieu. We were waiting for you.
Yeah.
It's my
You told me not to be late. You told me not to be late.
I know, but I can't help that there was an earthquake.
Oh,
and
baloney.
Smoke.
I don't believe that.
Didn't
there
I?
Was no
I what? You, I never.
15
Judy.
Minutes
there was no
for
earthquake.
The number fucking two.
There was no.
15.
Judith.
Are you
Judith.
Kidding?
Judith.
Wait, these are two separate issues.
Judith.
Do you
there
think
no
I would
earthquake.
Ever try to claim this as my podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
I think you should after the way you just interviewed me.
Look,
absolutely.
You fucking interviewed her?
No. I
confirm reports of
I
an
was
earthquake
hitting on
in
her.
New York City, New Jersey area. No earthquake identified by the Geological Survey. No reports of damage. They're going to send more. So fuck you. The train was so fucking late. And then Elisa told me that her computer was shaking and she didn't know why. And I was like, probably because of the
All right. Well, since I'm here to be interviewed, let's talk about me. That's great.
Back to you, Henry.
Back to me.
Here
Judy.
We are. So welcome.
Welcome, host.
To Kill Me Now with Judy Gold.
That's right.
Hosted by Judy Gold. Created by Judy Gold. And
featuring and starring Judy Gold.
Featuring, starring Judy Gold.
Financed by Judy Gold.
Financed by Judy Gold.
Written
not really,
by Judy
not
Gold.
Really. CBS doesn't finance it, do they?
Do they?
Lauren chips in.
Oh, okay.
He does a lot of crap, you know, for me.
All right. Okay.
I do my best.
But Lauren is my co-host. But here's the deal.
Oh, well, excuse me.
I'm honored.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, that I'm here.
Now, you have to call he, remember?
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty. It's
I'm
okay.
Sorry. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's okay. I get it.
Yeah. She asked me if I was transitioning, and I said that, yes, I'm transitioning from being a Bruce Springsteen fan last night to being a normal person today. That's why my voice
is so
deep. I know.
You
deep.
Are.
I screamed.
You are. All right. First of all, I'm a Bruce Springsteen fan, but you're like a fanatic.
I am.
And,
I admit it. Yes.
And I love him. And
I'm
from New Jersey.
Oh,
and
big
he,
deal.
And he played at Rutgers.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And I've always grew up with him.
Oh.
We go to Asbury Park. But, you know, I didn't go to the concert last night.
I've seen him over 150 times.
I'm going to say...
Yeah.
You are a fucking Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I'm a fan. She wanted a Bruce story, so I just have one.
Oh, God, I know, but don't worry about
edit
it.
Edit it out. Will you write a piece of paper?
He's got to deal with this shit. He's got to deal with the fact that...
We are all transitioning together.
Get a flat top haircut or something.
Yeah. A flat top? Wouldn't that make me look really lesbianic?
No. Then you'd look like a guy if you had a flat top.
I would just look like a butch lesbian.
We're here with Henriette Mantel.
Well, if you're a lesbian, you're a she. You got to get it straight, too.
Let me just tell you about the earthquake.
Trust me, I know.
No, it's not an important story. Forget it.
No, tell me.
Oh, all right. Well, I used to do this benefit every year at the Irish American Center in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And Danny Federici was in it with mm-hmm. us. And he used to, of course, play the keyboard for mm-hmm. Bruce. And he grew up with Bruce. And... Mm-hmm. I used to tell him what a Bruce fan I was mm-hmm. every year. Oh, my God, I love Bruce. I love Bruce. I love mm-hmm. Bruce. I told mm-hmm. him every concert I had been to. We talked about every song. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, you should come backstage and meet him next time. And I go, I go, I don't want to. Oh. And he said, why not? And I said, because I want to have one artist
right.
that's on a pedestal
right.
that I think is perfect. If I meet him, I'll see him looking at some girl's ass crooked, and I will get upset.
You know,
I do not want to meet him. He is my idol, my God. I don't want to meet him.
You know what? I feel like that about people, too.
I don't. Yeah, me too. I feel that way about you, really, until I met you and got to know you. So let me finish the story. So next year I see Danny. I said, hi. He goes, I told Bruce your story. I go, you did not. I said, what did he say? He goes, I wish I had more fans like that. So there you go. There's
well, how he might, though, because
yeah,
those aren't
you don't
the fans
know.
That
exactly.
tell him.
Exactly.
Like, I never wanted to meet Barbara Streisand, but then I did meet her.
Oh, my God.
But then I didn't want to meet her for a long time. And then I didn't care because I thought she went crazy with the... You know, she was getting a little
Well, she's
crazy.
Mrs. Brolin now, right?
Right. So, but I did meet her.
The white
she was
microphone
very nice.
On Oprah.
You know, it was, you know, when she was on Rosie, we had to redo the whole set and everything.
Oh, my Lord.
She has
so
OCD.
So she has, like, you know, you can only look one side of her face and this and that.
Well, she's no Bruce Springsteen.
No, they're right. not okay. similar
at all. At all. Right.
He
is of the people.
But I wouldn't want to meet, like... I mean, I'd like to meet, so like, cute. Martin Luther King Jr., but...
No, you don't want to meet him.
Why?
No, you don't... Oh, Jr. I thought you meant the third.
No, he's out of his fucking mind.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I don't want him... I don't want to hear him, like,
well, I don't
having
wanna...
a mistress or something. You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
I know.
You know
no, I mean? Know. They have flaws. Mm-hmm. These famous people have flaws. So just... We're not going to meet Bruce. We're just going to listen to him for the rest of our life.
Yo. Valentine's Day is just days away. Take the guesswork out of it. Pro flowers.
They're really nice. They're really, really nice.
For $29.99, Pro flowers. Okay, proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right hand to put in Kill Me Now. And if you do that, Pro flowers is offering our listeners, your listeners, a dozen red roses plus a free glass vase and chocolates for under $30. Or really do it right and upgrade to a romantic long stem roses with a premium vase and chocolates and a spa kit for less than $10 more, $9.99. So just go to proflowers.com, use code KILLMENOW at the top right hand of the screen, the blue microphone, and do not wait until the weekend. Send them this week. Send them to your coworkers. It's quick. It's easy. They take care of everything for you. There's no way you can go wrong with this deal.
The other thing is they're like, they don't put them in the vase. They send the vase. They send the flowers. Everything's like wrapped perfectly. So it's not,
it's
you know,
beautiful.
Like sometimes you get deliveries and they're like all over the place. You're like, ugh, it was
yeah,
great.
The stems
so.
Come in this little like fresh pack. It's all.
I know.
Like soil and water and stuff.
And if you're,
they really take a lot of care. This is a really inexpensive way for you to show someone you care or just like, you know, for shits and giggles, send it to the office. If you're anti-Valentine's Day or if you're feeling bad for yourself, send them to yourself.
Don't forget, don't let it hang. Do it now. Proflowers.com. I got them for my parents in Hawaii. I got them for you, boss. I got them for my wife. This, I mean, you really could just do this in a matter of minutes and be done with it. And everyone who hates Valentine's Day will secretly be like, oh, teehee, please send me flowers. Nobody hates giving flowers. That's ridiculous.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you something else. You send flowers like this, you are getting laid.
Is that a threat?
No, not you. you're never getting laid.
Okay.
The general public. So go on ProFlowers and go to the microphone in the top corner and write, kill me now.
They're going to have to lay you after this.
So the ones I got, I'm going to just give to Elisa right now. And maybe we'll have a romantic evening.
Oh, let me know how it goes.
No. All right.
All right. Think about it.
Yeah.
Would have loved to have met Jacqueline Onassis.
Really?
Yeah, I love her.
Does everyone you want to meet?
Dead.
They are?
I don't want to meet them. I wouldn't mind working with John Lennon, though.
Right.
That would be
amazing. Yeah. I don't think I could talk in front of him.
Except for what about Yoko?
I know.
Yikes. All right.
Look, they all can have terrific taste.
All right. You're right.
Henriette Mantel is here. And let me tell you a little bit about Henriette.
Oh, boy.
She grew up in Newfane, Vermont. You know what? You were the one I didn't really, I was like, I don't really have to do, but I wanted to do research because I've known Henriette since.
Tell the story. Tell the story.
We're
going to
tell the story. Henriette and I met, I had to be 24.
It was 30 years ago.
Oh, so
ouch,
I was 23 years old. And we were both doing stand-up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place called Comedy U Grand on 55 Grand Street in Soho. And we called up to get it would always be, hi, welcome to Comedy
U Grand.
Comedy U Grand at 55 Grand Street. Blah, blah, blah. And Thursday nights, it was run by Bert and Paul. Paul makes pornos.
He does not.
That's what I heard.
Susie Essman in them?
No!
Because he always thought she was so spectacular.
Oh, he was in love with Susie Essman.
Her,
yeah.
So I thought maybe he'd give her a job doing that. Okay.
All right. So Bert, where is Bert?
I don't know. I don't know.
If Bert, if you are listening, if you could just email me or go to my web, something, because I want you. What was Bert's last name?
Don't remember.
Okay.
He was just always Bert to me until Mike Sweeney imitated him. And then he was the very funny Bert.
Right. So Thursday nights at Comedy U Grand on 55 Grand Street in Soho.
Oh, boy.
They had
Ladies' night.
It was female comic night. And this is 85,
mm-hmm.
86.
Remember Reno?
Cool. Reno, yeah.
She was a star.
Yeah. And they would remember the booth. So you'd walk in, you'd go to the booth, and you'd see what number you were,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the lineup. I liked to MC because then I could, get more stage time because I was a stage hog. And then, and Michael Chiklis was
The bartender.
Bartender.
That's right. I ran into him many years later.
And still the loveliest man in the world. Michael, I'd love you to come on the podcast.
I always remember him.
He was the sweetest.
And then he took the John Belushi role, and everybody told him it was going to ruin his career.
And that was the whole beginning of his career.
Exactly.
And the girlfriend, fiance, broke up with him.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because he was an actor, and she thought he wasn't going to make any money. Anyway, okay. So there was a little booth, and it was all, and then it was like me, you,
Susie Sorrow,
Wanda.
With the crazy hairdo. Rhonda Hanson.
Oh yeah, that's right. And what's her name? Hi.
Angela Scott.
Hey, Henry.
Nancy Shane. That was about. Oh, Mike Sweeney would come down sometimes. Remember? And then he put on my dress one night.
Yeah.
Remember we swapped clothes?
Yeah. Remember I was with Sharon and she made me wear Laura Ashley dresses.
I have
a picture on stage at Comedy U in a Laura Ashley dress.
No, Judith, that was during your Clara Barton phase. Remember when you were in your Clara Barton phase and you dressed like Clara Barton?
Shut up. It was only because Sharon liked those Laura Ashley dresses.
They were
blue and what?
They were. And they were very nurse-like.
You know what? I didn't have...
Well, you know who else was there?
Brett Butler?
She was a regular.
She was a regular.
Sometimes she didn't come on Thursday.
But Joy and Susie came. I don't remember Joy there.
Susie came, but she was
ahead of us. You know, she was already working at Catch.
Well, I think Brett didn't really like to do Thursdays because she had weekends up at Catch.
And so I remember...
That's so good. Brett. I remember we would get $5.
$5.
So
it
Henriette
didn't even get you a subway ticket hardly.
Yeah. So Henriette had this.
I had a car.
Henriette had a car. No one had a fucking car. Henriette had a car. It was the big
poor thing.
It was a Ford Fairlane station wagon with no floor.
No floor.
Well, there were holes in the floor.
Right.
Oh,
and
wow.
Henriette, we'd all give her $1 gas money, and she would drive us to the next. She would drive us.
Of course, you were the designated.
We'd go home. And one day,
And she was serious when she said this, okay. Might I add. Very
so,
serious.
Okay. One day, we're sitting in the car. I don't even know.
We were on the way to Catch. We were from going from Comedy U to either Catch or the Strip. We were going up Upper East Side.
So we were going to the Upper East Side from Soho. And we're sitting in the car, and it's me and Hen, and I go, you know what? I go, you know what, Hen? One day, we're going to look back on this car, and we're going to thank God. You know, it was so fun before we were big stars driving around in that car. One day we're going to be huge.
And you said, you go, and we're not even going to have time for each other. We're going to be so famous and so rich and famous that you were going to have, like, I doubt I'll ever even be able to see you anymore.
I said that?
Yes. You said, we're going to have to really schedule each other in.
I said, we can't forget this. We can't forget, you know, these are good times and we should enjoy that we're in this car with no floor.
You're right. You gave me a very spiritual lecture.
And now.
She's good at that.
Yeah. And look at me. I have one fucking bathroom. All we do is call each other up and go, God, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. I'm so talented. Why can't I get a fucking job? That's all we do.
Could you call my acting agent and tell them to kick in at some point?
You're such a good actor.
I know, but where are they? I haven't even been out since before Christmas.
Let me tell you something.
What's going on?
A, neither have I. And B, we're women of a certain age.
Oh, that's bullshit. No. That's changing.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about me.
So the thing I loved about Henriette, not only that she shared her birthday with my sister, and they're similar.
October
they're
20th,
so annoying.
Thank you.
Oh, they both pick on me, and they're like, oh, Judith, when are you going to take us out for, you know?
I do owe you dinner for the last 5 years.
What sign are you?
October 20th.
Libra.
That's right. That's my mom, too. That's so funny. Very dry.
Very dry people.
Libras tend to be, yeah.
Henriette, yes. Was always one of the brightest of the comics.
Oh, Judy. And
you're going to hate this show.
And where's
Henry?
Lewis? Where's Lewis? Could you tell him that? Because he always thought.
What about Gary Huffman?
Oh, Gary, that's good.
No, that's Brett. Sorry.
I love Gary Huffman.
Been very good to me.
No, Gary Huffman was
Patty Rossborough, too.
Oh,
she was
that's right.
Yes, she was on there.
Anita Wise.
I'm trying to think. Anita Wise. You know, I'm trying to think of that when we had Brett's shower at my apartment.
Brett Butler's shower.
Oh, sure.
I'm just looking at
Judy. Judy, you know, you're my best friend.
I want
Kenny.
But I love Kenny. But I remember there's a photo on our day bed that we faked with Sharon's bed. Remember we had a double bed.
No, this was a thing. They asked me, I was like, just moved to New York and I was staying with a friend in Brooklyn. I was staying with my friend Lynn. And those guys said, oh, we're going away for a couple weeks. Will you stay in our apartment and feed our cats? Mr. Shoes what was the other one?
Simo.
So I said, sure. You know, plus it was great. I was going to be in Manhattan doing my comedy. So of course, Judy had always told me she was straight.
And I never said anything like that.
Well, said you were gay.
I just didn't say anything.
Okay. So, but everybody, she acted like she was straight. You were in love You were in love with what's his name? What was that guy's name? It began with an R.
Who? Comic?
No, yeah, he was a comic.
Was he your beard?
He lived down in the West Village over in that big apartment building. Rondell. Rondell Sheridan.
I was not
you
in
were in
love
with Rondell Sheridan.
He liked me.
Well, he was in love with you. Okay.
Okay.
So
and
you
know,
played
Jay
it up,
Moore but, too. Jay Moore liked me.
Oh my God.
He used to say to me, you know, I really love doing Cunnilingus.
Oh boy.
And I was like,
oh, that's
okay.
Great. Thank
so
you.
I'm really all right. Go.
Thank
that's
you,
one
Jay.
Of my favorite lines.
So yeah. Now I forgot what the story I was telling.
Okay. So you were gonna babysit the cats.
Oh. So
Mr. Shoes.
So there's alarm clocks on both sides of the bed, and there's like a. You know, it's like definitely there was people sleeping on each side of the bed. And there's this day bed in the living room. And, that was Sharon's bed, the day
bed. It's so funny.
It was so ridiculous.
Sharon always had the shitty twin bed that was a day bed. And I always had this big, large.
Yeah. But Sharon never slept in the day bed. We all know that.
No, she didn't. Yeah. No, she never did.
All right.
Okay. So.
God.
Henriette comes to New York. Aww. And. In the late 70s, she had worked for Ralph Nader.
That's right.
And she worked at the Center for the Study of Responsible Law.
Well,
Wow. And so Henriette was very sort of worldly, very politically astute. What the fuck
is
this
that?
Video?
Oh,
who
I knew
that?
This would
what
tip
is
off
that?
Your ADD.
What is it?
Someone is testing this video feed.
There's a video
looking,
going on
guys,
in our studio right now.
We're looking at a
now.
Video of some
we're looking
girl.
At,
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So now we covered it with my ugly hat that my mother always hated, but I wear it all the time.
I love it.
I know, right?
Yeah, it looks warm.
So Jeanette Barber.
Jeanette Barber.
Debbie Casper.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Sue Kalinski. Once in a while.
Yes.
Yep. Some of these people are a little too big of stars for that Thursday night show, though.
I know, but I loved the Thursday night.
Yeah, me too.
And I loved that they had a night just for
women.
And
remember, that's Willem Dafoe used to walk in.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, not laugh and then walk out. And, you know, that was when that's before cell phones. And one night I was at the payphone. Remember there was a payphone
yes.
right outside Comedy? You know, I was at the payphone and I could feel somebody waiting for the payphone, you know?
Right.
And
it was him?
I turn around. It's Bob De Niro. And he just went right to the phone and didn't make eye contact with me and acted like, you know, he didn't want to talk. And I turn around and go, oh, my God, Bobby D, what are you doing?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
First
That's
of all,
awesome.
I can't believe you said Bob De Niro. That's
Bobby D.
so
Bobby D.
annoying.
All right. I call him Bobby D.
He loves comedy, by the way.
I love him.
I love him, too.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Okay, so so you were always very political, very involved, very aware.
Oh, thank you, Judith.
And
I think it's a good thing.
And you were all right, here's my favorite bits of Henriette.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. This is 20 years ago. 2020. Oh.
Okay. The Deborah Norville bit.
Oh, yes.
First of all, Henriette would open her act with, hi, my name's Henriette. And
I never liked my name,
I never
Henriette.
Liked my name, Henriette, but neither did my sisters, Tomette and
Stevette.
Tomette and Stevette.
Stevette and Tomette.
Okay. And then you did the whole thing about Deborah Norville.
And makeup and pretty, pretty,
and how you had to be pretty.
Yep. Yep. And I never liked to put on makeup. Or something about, oh, I finally took some lipstick and wrote fuck you on my forehead.
Yes. Takes too long to. Yeah. Who
takes
the makeup?
Long. Who has a time? I need that time to clean my rifle. Okay, that's my act from 20 years ago. Thank you.
Okay, so Henriette was always, there was always, if you will, you know, to be
humor
brutally
you.
Honest.
Uh-huh. Oh boy. Ooh.
There was always a little bit of this.
Anger.
Snarl. Uh-huh. Like a little bit of rage.
Yeah.
A little bit. Which she probably got from, you know, the Ralph Nader thing of the fair, fair,
Well, the
fair,
world
fair.
Is an unfair place.
Right. And she was always like, this isn't fair. But the thing about you, you couldn't let it go. Like
no.
you, and we would have 5-hour conversations.
I couldn't let it go.
You would never let shit go. And I was like, Henriette, just let it go. And
you know
I can't.
What, you know
I can't.
What I was thinking on the way here today? I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about what an asshole Rick Dees was.
Oh, really?
Remember him?
Yeah.
I and did his radio show, and he was such a jerk to me.
And the thing about you that was so interesting was that I was, you're 8 years older than me. But
I am.
But you had lived in Washington and had done all this stuff. I mean, I came from New Jersey and I just did stand up from the time I was a teenager. You know, that was it. And I just wanted to be a stand up. But you had had this other life where you were fighting for mm-hmm. people's rights and equality and fairness. And, you know, and you did that in this the most unfair comedy world.
It really was unfair.
And it still is. But
it, still
it
is,
was
right?
so unfair. And you were just like, I'm not going to take this. And it was, I loved you because you would piss people off. I mean, you not piss people off. You would stand up.
Yeah, I would
for your rights.
And then but it wouldn't help. It just
and
hurt
it didn't
me.
Help.
No, it didn't help at all.
But in
every once in a while, it did.
Right, and then you would get upset. Fuck, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
But I always thought, fuck her. Yeah, fucking A. She
yeah.
did it. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So for a lot of us, you were a hero.
Well, Scary Hoffman didn't like me.
Carrie Hoffman. I'm Carrie. Where'd you read about? Did you get read the ad in Guns and Ammo?
Remember
did
he had
that
Guns and Ammo?
He had the joke.
How'd you hear
on.
About the show?
Yeah, and Guns and Ammo.
Yeah.
This is he used to get on stage at Stand Up New York. He owned Stand Up New York, and he would say, open the show with, oh, my name's Carrie Hoffman. I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
And then he'd look at the guy in the front row. The closest you've been to a Jew since you've been to the doctor? And I was like,
oh my God, he was so pathetic.
He died.
He didn't die.
No, not him, but remember during the last
Zach
show?
Died.
He died.
He died?
No, she died.
Said,
I go
oh,
and
died.
See
okay.
her.
I'm
going
to get John. I'm going
to
get John.
To see.
How about Lewis? I'm going to get John.
I
you scared to talk about Lewis?
No,
oh.
I just want to tell
John.
You this story.
Uh-huh.
So I went to see a show, and he was at the show, and I hadn't seen him since I had been at this Mexican. He lives in my neighborhood, this uh-huh. Mexican restaurant, like 8 months, 9 months before, and he was with this woman, beautiful, you know, blonde, very nice. And I was like, and I literally said, "Why are you with him?" And then I said to him, "Oh, how's your girlfriend? You know, how's uh-huh. everything going?" And he said, "She died."
She died. And his wife died. Suzanne died, right?
She died. Remember that there was a doorman at Stand Up New York, this huge, handsome black man who was fucking hilarious because Suzanne was a dancer. Like mm-hmm. His wife was an ex-ballerina mm-hmm. or something.
I remember her.
Remember? And she used to stretch at the bar. You'd be walk in and you'd be like, "Hey, Suzanne."
I didn't work there that much. I didn't get on that much. She didn't like me because I wasn't Jewish.
She would be doing stretches.
At the literal bar where you drink?
Yeah, okay. And then she would leave, and I would do Carrie, and the bouncer would do Suzanne stretching.
Oh, my
stretching.
God, that's funny.
I'd be like, "Suzanne, come here. I need you." And he'd be like,
oh, my
cute.
God.
So you did stand up for a while.
That's
you
right.
You did
22 years.
22 years, and you also, you were an actor. And
that's
you,
right.
You took a lot of acting classes.
I just got a lot of residual checks yesterday.
You did? Yeah. I haven't gotten anything.
Oh, my God. Friends is the show that never stops giving.
I know.
Did you do Friends?
No, you did.
Oh, my God. I got a check yesterday.
How much?
Friends, I did Friends probably 12 years
right.
ago.
No, more.
More than that. Right?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
was Friends on?
Yeah. In the 90s.
Okay,
the
I just got a check for $280.
That's fucking great.
It never stops.
That's awesome.
Everybody Loves Raymond stopped.
That one stopped?
A lot of them have stopped. Well, not stopped, but calm down.
I just got Sex in the City for $1.19.
I just got Sex in the City yeah. for like $3
and
or something.
I get,
what was that Jim Belushi show?
Oh, yeah.
And I get Roswell, and of course I get the Brady Bunch. Those
yeah.
are still pretty good sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, and I get
yeah, cult classics.
You know, Henriette was movies. Alice in the
yeah,
Brady Bunch
no
movie.
Thank you. Good night,
shit.
Folks.
So you had a very, what were you going to say?
I completely forgot. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
remember.
I did
she
go,
forgot.
I did
he
go
forgot.
To you.
I know. I'm
so,
shocked.
You're doing the stand-up and the acting, and you know, you moved to L.A., which I couldn't fucking believe.
I moved to L.A. because I got a sitcom. Michael
right.
Patrick King wrote me, who was on your show, I
right,
believe.
Yes.
I listened to it. Great.
Yes.
I got the sitcom called Good Advice with
right.
Shelley Long and Treat Williams
played the
and
nanny.
Terry Garr, and I played the nanny.
Yeah. The lovable nanny.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Typecast.
Have you ever had a nanny that looked like me? Give me a break.
I would love a nanny that looked
oh,
like you.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, whatever. So you're doing this, but you're... You were never, I think your anger and rage came from the fact that it wasn't enough. It wasn't, you know, stand-up was stand-up, and it was this small world. You were in a small world. You were in show business, and you began to work with Michael Moore
mm-hmm.
And start producing.
Steve Martin.
Oh,
love him.
And you eventually... Mm-hmm. I mean, you worked on a lot of shows, but eventually
right.
You co-wrote with
and
Steve
directed.
Scrovan and directed. I have it written. Shut the fuck up. And directed a film that went to Sundance, was nominated for an Oscar, called An Unreasonable Man.
That's
about
right.
Ralph Nader.
That's right.
And
thanks
a great
to Steve
film.
Scrovan. My hat's off to Steve Scrovan
right.
for that.
And
too.
It's a great film,
mm-hmm.
An Unreasonable
Thank
Man. Where can they get it? Amazon?
Oh, it's on everything. It's on Netflix, Amazon, you know. I get it on the down the corner at the table for $1.
That's great. So, and you really got into documentaries.
I did, correct.
And I fucking love that.
Aww.
And but you did also work for the Osbournes.
That's right.
You worked for Michael Moore's The Awful Truth.
Oh boy.
Which I really want to know about that.
Mm-hmm. About I love Michael. He
right.
was on with Megyn Kelly the other night. He had a really trippy interview. He really put her feet to the fire. He was great with
yeah.
her.
What did he say?
Just about women and the question that Donald Trump, you know, why Donald Trump refuses to do the Republican
right.
Debate and how proud he was of her for asking the question, which, of course, got her on his side.
Right.
And, of course, they're about polar opposites when
right.
it comes to politics.
Right.
And she kind of had to acquiesce a little bit to him because
really?
She was really standing up for women when she asked that question.
Right.
And so, and that's not Fox News, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fox News, you're either with them or against
right.
them.
Right.
You're not. There's no be nice to anybody that's against you.
You are currently working on
House Hunters International.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm on House Hunters International.
I love watching House Hunters.
Do you want to move to Grand Cayman? Ugh. Would you like to move to the Azores? Would you like to move to
Wait,
Africa?
So what do you do on...
I do post. I put together the shows.
So you're like editing and...
Well, I work with an editor.
Right,
you know,
and you tell them...
We make the shows, now, basically. After the production arm of the show goes out and really doesn't get anything we need. But
right.
That's beside the point.
And do you like the show?
I love the show, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm totally on board with House Hunters International.
Okay, good. will you be traveling for House Hunters International?
No, I don't think so, because the guy that hires the people to go out into the field, he doesn't like me.
What?
He doesn't like me.
Why?
Because he came in and he slammed his selfie stick on the table and wanted everybody to pay attention to him immediately. And I was like, whoa.
I know. You don't do that to Henriette.
You don't slam. And so we kind of clashed and then we kind of made peace. But then the other day he was not very nice to me again. So now I told that when he wasn't nice to me, I said, don't be snippy. Don't be snippy.
Oh,
mister.
I know. That's right now.
So he was being snippy.
Is he younger than you?
Oh, yeah. He's
of course.
You know what? He's going to be a network executive someday. Okay.
Right.
He's definitely going to be one of those network executive that goes, you know, you either need to lose 30 pounds or gain 150 pounds.
Yeah. Telling someone right. they're going to be a network executive someday isn't exactly a compliment.
No. Well it would be to him. I mean, he's going to be the head of, he'll be the next Andy Cohen.
You and I have had a similar trajectory as far as being cast in things.
Correct.
Because I often go in, I'd say a lot of my, they have to convince that people. It's either for like a very large woman, fat, and then my agent will say, can you go tall? And then I always go in for androgynous roles, so I've done several of those.
My favorite one was visible acne.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted somebody with visible acne.
You don't have acne.
Well, they sent me in on the part, so I pimpled it up a little bit.
Did you get it?
No. No, I used to get, you know.
What are, I mean, and you used to talk about.
I did.
You know, the.
What's the word? Like, not fairness. The in something of it all.
The.
Not inequity. There's a word. I need a thesaurus.
Okay.
But
in your act, you used to talk about some of the auditions.
Well, I took all the adjectives and I listed them down. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at that.
Can you just name a few?
Well, I remembered there was rustic and weather-beaten was something I went in for. Mm-hmm. You know, overweight. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even that overweight.
You're not overweight.
Thank you.
Remember when we used to swim together at the
Y? I weigh in at 145 day in and day out.
You're
tiny. You're a tiny person.
My God.
Yeah, but I'm fat in Hollywood.
Who isn't?
Well, a lot of people aren't.
All right. What are some of the adjectives that were, you know?
You know, like just ugly, fat, ugly, stupid.
Right.
You know, just horrible, terrible words. I don't remember them. If I had known, I would have looked it up. But Meryl Marco actually wrote a piece in the New York Times once and interviewed me about it.
Right.
About, you know, roles in Hall. It was just crazy. It was like, and my self-esteem was so low because of all those roles, because I thought that was like, since I was all those things, then I wasn't allowed to be in my real life person.
Right.
It was horrible.
I know. You were
Hollywood.
Very affected. But you went to Hollywood and you had very close friends, Laura Keitlinger.
Yeah.
Mike Rowe.
Michael
Patrick King. You know, you
Marla Garland
before
she broke up with me.
Right,
for
she
her
broke
husband.
Up with you. Because you had a little tiff.
Thing with her husband.
And
has he been on your show?
No.
No.
Oh. I have
you,
to go
You
out
don't
to
need
LA.
Him on your show.
Why?
Well, because he won't let you talk.
Oh, that's fine, because then we don't have to do anything.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you did get some stand-up things. Like You know, you did VH1.
Women of the Night
on HBO, which we all wanted to get, and yet it was called Women of the Night.
Yeah.
Two Drink Minimum, all those shows
I did every single stand-up show in the 90s that there was to do.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace. I forgot.
Yeah.
The name of my book, of course, that I'm on my autobiography, the name of my book. And I have to admit to you, too, that I am straight.
I know.
Did you know that?
I do know that.
And the name of my book is A Nurse, A Maid, A Lesbian, My Life in Acting.
Ha.
Because all I ever went in was nurse, maids, and lesbians.
That's great. That's what I go in for, too.
Nurses, maids, and lesbians?
I get fat people, too. And ugly. I think if you're a female character actor in the industry, your description is ugly or whatever, or the goofy or the best friend.
Or you have to be Julianne Moore.
It's either that or the complete opposite. Yeah. And if you're anything in between.
Oh, I go in, it's like... it's unbelievable.
It's so sad. But, you know, you can't believe it. You just have to go in, play it, and leave.
And Right. Don't you find that characters with those descriptions usually end up being some of the most entertaining characters in the...
They are the funniest and most interesting.
Yeah. You can't play those characters and not pull it off. Well, otherwise, just gross.
That's why they call it character acting.
Okay.
And you character actors make the best dramatic actors. I'm really sorry for interrupting. I'm just saying, both of you, I know you are, Judy.
It's a pretty scarf.
You're an incredible dramatic actor.
It's Lisa got it. It's like New York.
Yeah.
My girlfriend loves Henriette. She's very picky.
I like her too. Yeah, she's very nice.
The thing about Henriette, even though she won't admit it, she's a little protective of me. You know you are. You're always like, get away from this one.
I admit it.
This one. Yes.
I admit it.
Yes.
And if I see her like trusting somebody that I don't trust, I let her know. And then she goes, okay, I got it. Okay, I got it.
Is she usually right about that?
Oh, Henriette's good on that.
I'm good on that.
But the thing is I am way, I tolerate more.
Yeah, you
She doesn't tolerate.
I know.
She's like, I'm done, over, I can't.
Yeah. That's sad. I can't tolerate.
No, that's
not
true.
It's not that I hate them, though. I just don't want to be around them.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I don't hate anybody.
What about... This is one of my favorite jobs you've had.
Okay.
You were a producer on What Would You Do?
Oh, I love
that. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
just
you
for
go.
A little while, though. Right. I wasn't on that very long, 6 months or something.
But that's where you, like a waitress will go and say, I'm not serving you because, you know, you're a lesbian.
But I
and
did...
Then,
my best one I did never got on the air.
Which
because
one?
Because the guy over at, you know, what is that? What show? CBS? ABC? What's it on?
ABC.
Those people, you know, it's like junior high over there, that whole place. ABC News is like junior high. And
they do The View now.
They do?
Yes, they're overseeing The View.
Oh, that's nice. You should be on The View.
Are
you a regular on there?
No, I haven't been on since the ABC News took over.
You
now I do Steve Harvey.
You?
No, I've been on Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey. He's so nice to me.
Well,
thank God for
nice.
Steve
I like
Harvey.
Him.
I love
I like
Steve
him.
Harvey.
Yeah.
I mean, he appreciates... It's so nice when someone's like, you know what? You're really smart and you're really funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like... And he's actually said to me the last time I was on, have you ever thought about being, you know, on television? No! I've never
Are
fucking
Are you shitting
thought,
me?
Yes!
Come on, Stevie.
He didn't say that,
yes,
did he?
Yes, he did! I go, Steve, what the fuck? But you know what's amazing is that, yeah, I can't get, you know... I do think, and everyone can go, ugh,
Judith, your time will come.
What? When I'm 70?
Well,
I already
maybe.
Have one fake knee. Listen, I do think it's a Jew thing, a lot of
oh,
it.
Oh, no, it's not. Judy, I'm not Jewish. Where's
right.
my career?
I bet you are if you look back enough.
Yeah.
I just took my DNA test. I'm like
30%.
Yeah.
I got news for you. I'm the opposite of Jewish.
Yeah.
Half, okay?
And also, you're anti-Semitic. So,
yeah,
anyway,
I am anti-Semitic.
What was the story on... On What Would You Do that didn't get?
It was about we went out to Long Island and we went to this like big indoor flea market thing. And then we had like men abuse women and how people would interact and interrupt and
like
stop.
What kind of abuse?
Like yelling at them, you know, like you're a piece of shit and you don't know anything and getting an argument.
Right.
And the man was abusing the woman.
Right.
People would break it up.
Right.
If the woman abused the man,
no one would
break it up. Once in a while, they would. Once in a while, but not usually.
What did the men act like when the women were being abusive? Like Jews? Jewish men?
No, they kind of,
like
they might
men?
Argue back a little bit, but they were definitely getting railed on. Usually they would just, you know, it was actors.
Now, if the woman was abusing the man and someone would interrupt, okay. Was it a male or female?
Both. A little bit of both.
Really?
Usually, a couple times it was like an older woman would interrupt and say, stop talking to him like that. But it was a little bit of both.
Did you ever do one where they spank the kids?
No. Ooh. I wasn't on that show very long.
I know, but like, that's one. Yeah. That's, I don't know what to do in those situations.
I like that guy, though, that hosts it. He's a nice guy. I forget his name.
John Quinones?
Yeah, John Quinones.
John Quinones?
Susan, I'm so glad you came to visit. It's been too long.
Isn't that the truth? This is the first time I've seen your new home at the Good Samaritan Society. I hope you're staying entertained now that life has slowed down.
Slowed down? I've been more active here than I've been in years. Come on now. We're late for aerobics class.
Aerobics? I thought we were having coffee.
That's after aerobics and cards with the girls. Oh, and I scheduled a hair appointment for us at 3 and dinner's at 5.
Betty, slow down. I don't know if I have the energy to do all this. I had no idea you were staying so active.
That's what I love about this place. I can be as active as I want to be, and that means I'm staying busy.
I can see that.
To learn how the Good Samaritan Society can help you enjoy life on your terms, visit us today at good-sam.com or call 855-GOOD-SAM. That's good-sam.com or call 855-GOOD-SAM.
All right. I have so much I want to talk to you about, okay. but I also want your web series, In the Middle.
Oh, hilarious. In the Middle Show. Hello, inthemiddleshow.com.
Yes.
It's such a great web series.
Can you believe that never got picked up?
Yes.
Salon.com bought it.
Yes.
And then they funded me for 6 episodes.
Right.
And then it never went anywhere. I couldn't sell it.
It's not too late. Those things sometimes sit for a while and they get picked up by someone
else. But you
don't
seem to understand. You're 30.
I know.
And we're 82. Okay?
I don't know if Kevin is still gay or not.
Kevin's gay.
Oh, okay. Have you had him on the show?
No.
You ought to have him on.
I should, because I want to talk about how he gets in fights with everyone at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Meaney. No. Excuse
me. All right.
Thank
you. So you are now working on a documentary about musicians in orchestra pits.
Well, it's kind of come to a halt because I don't have any funding right
now. It is.
But yes.
Fascinating.
Thank you. Well, and it's the part that's fascinating to me is that they are replacing the musicians
with
computers.
Machines. Right.
Yes.
Terrible.
It is. There is such a difference between the sound.
Mm-hmm.
There is.
A lot of people don't think so.
They
because they don't listen. They don't listen.
They don't care. They don't
care. It's fucking. This world is fucking coming to an end. This is pissing me off. This is my kill me now moment. I can't fucking deal with this.
I love this.
I cannot deal with the fact that these people study and study and the instrument is part of their person. It is an extension of who they are. And then they get a fucking computer. Fuck.
I know, it's unbelievable.
The difference is palpable when you sit there. It feels different on your skin.
Well, that's what the musicians say, and that's what people that are artists or have the soul or hearts of an artist. But, you know, to be quite frank with you, the buses coming in from Long Island in New Jersey.
They don't care.
They don't care. But they just want to see the actors singing in the rain, you know? They don't care who backs it up.
But they don't realize that so much of that happens is subconscious, and they're not leaving as fulfilled.
But everything is art. Artificial. Everything is artificial.
With all due respect, nobody gives a shit if it's a computer or the musicians.
But you got to finish that documentary.
All right, I will. You're right. I should get back on it. You're right.
Can I help?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can help. You play the saxophone. No, you play the bugle.
What clarinet.
Do you play?
The clarinet.
Judy used to bring her clarinet to the clubs once in a while.
I did?
Yes.
I used to bring it on the road and practice.
Oh, my God. Remember do you still play?
No, I haven't played in so long.
Do you make your sons practice music instruments?
No, they won't. I tried.
Ben?
I play the piano. No,
he didn't play anything?
No.
Oh,
he punk. And then he went to, I had them
but
take lessons.
But he's a basketball prodigy.
But But then I went to, then he had music. He had to take music first semester freshman year,
mm-hmm.
right, you know, this past, you know, fall, autumn, whatever the fuck, get out of my mouth. Anyway, the words. Anyway, so, he took music and he got a B. Ooh. And I was like, he's like, Mommy, it's really hard. And I was like, Okay.
Can I tell the people what you said when I asked you how you picked out who Ben was going to be when you went through the book?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
this is sperm donor.
This is sperm donor. So I said to Judy, she said, yeah, you know, you just go through a book and you pick some. I said, well, Judy, how did you pick? There must have been so many different choices. And she goes, Henriette, I just told him I wanted a Jew that played the piano.
And
that's awesome.
There's not a lot of, you could go by religion, and there's not a lot of Jews.
Did you pick a Jew that played the piano?
I Henry's donor is a Jew that played seven musical instruments.
Wow.
He has no interest.
He doesn't?
Zero. Wow. Ben's is a screenwriter.
Oh, wow.
And he's right. Like, Mommy, I can't write. I'm like, you can write! He's like, I'm not good at my essays.
You didn't take into account recessive genes.
He's so cute.
Oh, they're both cute. They love Henriette.
They are cute. Well,
aren't
Henry's
they?
A hunk of burning love.
I know.
He thinks he's a Troy Donahue.
He does not.
He does, too. He is a movie star from the 50s.
Definitely.
Zameen.
Oh, that. Well, I didn't really. I just kind of helped out with that. That was about a little girl in Ethiopia. That's a sweet movie.
Yeah.
It's a good documentary.
Really
Zameen.com.
Okay, so you do stand up. You are very involved in social activism. And then you helped Terry Garr.
That's right.
Write her book.
You're correct.
And then you decided, I am going to write a book called No Kidding.
Right.
And I'm going to have women in, who I know, mostly comics, talk about
not having children
and their choice.
So you could not be in the book because you had kids.
Right.
So I just...
But didn't I try to get in?
Yes, you did try to get in.
Because that's how I am. Yeah. Yes, I'm like, but Henriette!
I know. Well, Michael wanted there to be some men in it. Michael Patrick King said there should be some men's essays.
No, fuck Michael Patrick.
Exactly.
I love you, Michael. But you cannot be in the No Kidding book. All right, go ahead. But men don't get... Like treated like women,
It's a good book though. It's called No Kidding, edited by Henriette Mantel. Jennifer Coolidge wrote the foreword, a very funny foreword.
I love her.
And there was a lot of good writers. Wendy Liebman, who has her material stolen.
Yeah,
and who else?
TMZ was outside her show the other night. She texted me. I go, that's great, because she's like, oh, I didn't think she stole it. I didn't,
She did though.
I don't know.
I told you a long time ago that all right, we can't get into
this. I know what you're talking
about.
All right.
Anyway, but yes, she has stepkids and she was in it.
Oh yeah, but she was the lone stepkid person. This was women that didn't want to give birth or adopt. She just happened to come across.
But do
those
you
kids.
Think you really didn't want to give birth?
I just didn't give two shits.
Right.
I didn't care. I just never cared. I don't know. I didn't really want, what am I going to do with a kid?
Right.
I don't want a kid. Well, I have nieces and nephews that I adore.
Right. But I, look at me. I thought about it. I don't know. If it wasn't for Sharon, I don't know at what age I would have been oh my God, I have to have a kid now. Yeah.
The only reason I would ever want a kid is because I would want to see if the kid was funny or not. Other than that,
that's great.
Yeah. What if wasn't funny?
Right. Now,
then I would be so upset.
A lot of people don't know this about you. Uh-huh. You grew up on a big farm in Vermont.
Yes.
You grew up on a farm in Vermont.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A farm.
Right.
You had horses.
Yes. Chickens.
Chickens.
But my dad was not a farmer. He was like a gentleman farmer.
Right.
We made maple syrup. We planted trees.
You're very Vermont.
We had two goats, Thunder and Lightning.
No.
Yeah. Thunder.
All your cats that you've had.
Oh, Midge and Buck have a web series called Midge and Buck on icebox.com. Yeah. Thank you for pushing that. Then now I have Betty and Katrina, Betty Rainbow and Katrina Kalina Keitlinger, named after Laura Keitlinger.
Right. And you loved your horse.
I did, Velvet. I used to have a lot of jokes about him. Remember that I didn't love him. I was in love with him.
You think you were?
I know I was.
Like bestiality?
Yes.
Did you ever touch him?
I can't talk about that on the web series.
I can't. Are you kidding?
No, I can't talk about it.
It's not a web series. It's a podcast.
A podcast. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. No, I can't talk about it. Some things you just can't talk about.
No way.
Don't bring my family into this, Jill.
Equus was written for a reason.
I loved Equus.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You were in love with your horse.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened when the horse passed away?
Oh, it was so sad. And I remember my brother said to me, do me a favor. If anything ever happens to me, don't make such a big deal about it. And then 3 years later, he passed away.
Your brother passed
away. I remember, oh my God.
I remember that was the one of the, when I met you,
Did I tell you about that right away?
Yes.
Because it was so fresh.
It was so raw.
Yeah.
And I remember...
That was brutal.
I always thought about the pain and hurt you probably were
And then
feeling.
I wrote that play, the Beaver play, mm-hmm. about it. I made him... Oh, it was about beavers, and Jennifer Coolidge was the star of it. And Judy Toll, God rest her soul,
yes.
she started crying through the whole thing. And then yeah. she come, and the end, she was sobbing. The whole audience would right. hear her sobbing. And then she goes... I know it was about your brother, and she couldn't stop. I always remember that. Remember how funny she was?
She's great. She's the fucking funniest.
Oh my God. When she did that thing about the earthquake and how she had nobody, how people
yes.
always said, I just went for my baby, or I just hung on to my husband, and she said, and I'm sitting there bouncing up and down on my bed, and nobody knows.
We should do a Judy Toll show.
Oh
Let's
my
do
God.
A Judy Toll
do
show.
Do her bits.
Yes,
that would be funny.
Our favorite. All right. So, what?
Great Judy idea. Was
I have
funny.
To burp a little. All right. So we also...
Can we talk about... At some point, I want to talk about that person that did my horoscope that said I'm going to die.
Yes, we're getting okay, there, because right, that's your kill me now
right.
moment.
Okay.
So the other thing we kind of bonded on uh-huh. is your father passed away.
That's right.
And then several months later, my father passed
uh-huh.
away. And then
my mother passed away.
Your mother passed away.
And then
and several months
your
later,
passed
my mother
away.
Passed away.
Right. And I keep bugging you to write that screenplay with
me. And we want to write a screenplay about...
Right.
Because
you
they
know,
led such different lives.
I was telling a friend of mine about, which I can't pitch on the air, of course, because
right.
somebody will steal it. But I was telling my friend about my idea. And
right.
they said, well, just tape her and then write it for her. And I said, oh, I'm not going to write her for her.
Well, why don't we tape it and hire an intern to write it?
I'll write it. I'll just write it, but I need you to talk
I'm
to me.
I'm
All right. Okay, we need to write that.
Okay.
Please, that's like really something we should do.
So, I'll type it if you guys
I've started it. I started it already.
Okay.
Okay, should I send
it.
You the first eight
yes.
pages? Okay.
Are you
okay.
ready here first,
okay.
folks?
I want...
Right. It's about our dads. But
yeah.
then we could add our moms in.
Right.
What the hell? Death, death, and more death.
You helped me. So I mean, it was so similar, but our fathers died suddenly.
Yeah, my dad died in his sleep, though. Your dad hung out for a few days, didn't he?
Yeah, because he died at the pool swimming,
oh.
and then they revived him.
Oh.
They, you know, like they put the...
Did he know that he was...
No,
oh,
he really
died at the pool.
And then we had to, you know, unplug.
Oh.
It was 1990, so we had to unplug him,
oh,
and it was, oh, and
yeah.
then his sisters were like...
Oh, my God.
Well, can he just stay? And my mother was like, do you want him a vegetable?
Oh.
He should be a vegetable. What the hell?
When my father died, my mother buried him. She, you know, he would always call us kids. Like, he had five
yeah.
kids, and he would call them every day. You know, it was too much. You know, my mother,
right.
I'm burying you with that phone. I'm burying you with that phone. When I went up to look at him in the casket, his hand was on the kitchen phone. She had ripped it right. And then I went to, when we put him down in the grave, I said to my sister, aren't you going to wait until they cover him up? She goes, no, I'll just call him later.
Oh.
There you go.
He's like Mary Baker Eddy.
Yeah. What was that?
She's the one that died with the phone in case you can call the dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
for some religion.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to
so
be frozen.
When I asked you, I said, you know, well, you've been saying, when am I coming on your thing? And when am I coming on your web series?
No, you always
like,
say, when are you coming on? When are you coming on?
I know.
When are you coming on?
And
I'm
you're
very
like,
busy.
When am I coming? And then I say, when are you, you say, when are you coming up?
Yeah.
Fuck. And you kept saying my web series. I'm like, it's a fucking
it's
podcast.
It's not a web series. It's a podcast.
Okay.
Who's on first?
So, you know, when we were talking about it, and you have the perfect kill me now.
Well, because moment. Because when I was in Los Angeles, I went to
what year is this?
Oh, this was probably... mid-90s.
Okay.
And there was that store up in the valley that had all the spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
It was right on Ventura.
Right.
And you'd go in and you could have, you know, they would read your tarot cards or
right.
they would do your... Well, I went in, you know, I used to go in there, you know, throw away $20, you know, do my cards or whatever. And so I go into this one woman, she starts doing my cards and she said, when's your birthday? And I said, October 20th. And so she looks me up. Of course, I can't tell the year because Michael told me to quit telling the year because
okay.
I'm the same age as
okay.
him and he doesn't want anybody to know.
Okay.
So that's Michael Patrick King is the
yeah.
same age as me, although in Wikipedia it says I'm younger. But anyway, and he keeps asking me how I got that done. Everywhere on the internet, I'm younger than I really am.
Oh, you got to tell me. Go.
I don't know. I don't know who did it.
All right. Go.
It just happened.
Okay.
I'm starting to believe it.
Uh-huh.
So she said, well, let me look it up. So she takes a book and she starts looking up my birth date. And she goes, oh, you're going to die when you're 62. And I go, really? And she goes, yeah.
you're going to die when you're 62. What? And I go, how do you know? She goes, well, it's right here. I mean, and 62 is old, right? And I go, was like when I was like 35 or 40.
What?
She goes, you're going to die when you're 62. So ever since then, I've been like, oh, my God, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? It's coming
happen
up.
It's going to happen in a few years.
Yeah, but you know, she's full of shit.
You are the
she shouldn't
wrong
have told me
I know,
that.
But what are we going
to
do?
Because
you know that for a year, you're going to be calling me going, oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm obsessed with
I
it.
I have a cold. I'm going to die.
I know. I'm obsessed yeah. with it. I've only got a couple years to go, Judith.
I know. Do you really? Does it grate on your nerve? Well, I fucking want to kill her. Well, can we find her and call her?
I went back to try to find her about 5 or 6 years
right.
later because Michael told me to go back and tell her off.
Right.
So I went back and nobody knew who she was. Uh-huh. Nobody remembered her. I don't have her name.
Are they supposed to say
I
that?
I will never forget it. I don't know. But then I've gone to astrologers since then and I have an appointment with one a couple
no
weeks.
No way.
Might
do you
I
like
oh,
this?
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
I used to really believe it. But ever since her, I'm like, fuck that. I'm not believing that anymore. You can't tell
you
somebody
can't
when they're going to die.
I can't deal with it if you die in 2 years.
Are we planning on me dying already?
All right.
Good God. Okay. So she's, but I really, so every astrologer I've been since, you know, I go, so am I going to die when I'm 62?
Right.
And they all go, no, no.
That's
I don't know where she
hilarious.
Got that from.
It sounds like a crazy person wandered into the tarot card shop and
I
decided
don't
to
know,
do a reading.
But she's the only one that's ever told, but I really pushed the last guy that did my sign. I said, look, she told me I'm going to die when I'm 62. So just tell me if I'm going to die when I'm 62.
And what did he say?
You're not going to die when you're 62. You can't tell that. And I said,
I fucking
okay.
hate her.
Couldn't believe she told me that.
You've got to write that. I'm sure, haven't you?
Write it where? On the wall? So when I die,
you
everybody else
do
like,
a
what's
blog?
The big deal? It's like Nicole Simpson.
Something.
It's
no.
like Nicole Simpson. She said, OJ's going to kill me. She told everybody,
she
OJ's going to kill me. Oh, yeah, she wrote it down. She had her stuff in a safe deposit box
uh-huh.
because when he killed her, that stuff was for... So. She told everybody, OJ still killed her, so I'm telling everybody, I might still die!
No!
Yeah!
You have to start a blog called When I'm 62.
Okay, will you still leave me? Will you still need me when I'm 62?
It's really 63. It's 64.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You have to do that.
All right.
Every day.
Okay.
I woke up.
No, that's a good idea, Judith. I'm going to do that.
Yes.
I don't have a pencil, but
I'll remember
me?
It. Okay. I'll remember it!
The screenplay, the blog of When I'm 62.
Do you
I can't
think
believe she told me that?
I know, I hate her.
I don't hate her. I mean, she might be founding my blog. I don't know. She's a charter member of my blog.
Right.
I don't even know her name.
She's a terrorist.
She is a terrorist. You're right.
Do you think you're competitive?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm competitive. But I think I'm competitive. But lately I've noticed like when I'm around a bunch of people that think they're funny or they talk a lot, I just go into the back. I don't think I'm competitive enough.
Right.
I think I'm competitive. But then I think when I'm in a group of people or when I don't know if I'm competitive. Sometimes I think I am. Sometimes I think
I'm
not.
I have to say what was interesting.
That's fair.
Was that... Recently, I go to the clubs a lot. You're
uh-huh.
always like, what are you doing? What are
oh,
you,
I
you
don't
know
how you do it. I would do comedy if I could do it at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm really funny at like
10:30. You recently stopped in a club.
Uh-huh.
Just to, you know, just for
that's
old time's
right,
sake.
To watch you.
And called me.
Uh-huh.
And said,
you're on stage in the background.
And what?
Didn't I call you and you could hear yourself on stage in the background or
oh,
something?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
And you said, I hated being there. I hated the guy. I hated the whole vibe. I hated...
Well, it's so hard. Stand-up
yeah.
is so hard. How did I ever do it for that long?
I know.
And I think I have post-traumatic stress disorder from it.
Oh, you I could. Have post-traumatic stress disorder from... All those horrible gigs and
all
in those.
The guys that were
yeah.
so mean to
right.
us.
Right.
And I'm heterosexual. So
well,
it hurt my feelings.
Kind of.
Well, politically.
What do you think if a guy's mean to me? I'm not, it doesn't hurt my feelings because I'm a lesbo?
Yeah, but I always thought that I thought I wasn't worthy of sex.
Well, oh, come boy. On.
No, I did. I thought that comedians made me feel I wasn't worthy of sex.
They
there
do
was a
that.
Few.
They just caught Mark on Mark's podcast.
Mark.
Who? What the fuck? Mark Maron's podcast.
Oh,
they just, you know,
he
this whole
so
joke stealing thing. They called Wendy Liebman, Kathleen Madigan, and Tammy Pescatelli unfuckable nerds. You know,
ew,
yeah,
talk about unfuckable. Mark Maron is beyond unfuckable. He is so gross.
Everybody
loves his podcast because now he's not drinking. Oh, I'm a nice guy now that I don't drink.
I love you so much,
Henriette. I was an asshole to Henriette and Judy Gold at the improv, but now I don't drink. So, of course, I'd love to have them on the show.
I don't have enough white males on the show.
Oh my God, he was such an asshole to me. Him and that kid that used to follow him around, who was actually kind of amusing. Andrew Lederer. Remember Andrew?
I don't know.
He was kind of amusing,
though. Yeah, yeah.
He always hung around with Mark. Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything against Mark. Whatever. I just wish he wouldn't say stuff like that.
They just say you're unfuckable.
Maron is a white male in America.
He's changing. He's on the way down.
Yeah. He's on the way out. Mark Maron is a white male in America. Goodbye, Mark. You better get in your podcast now, baby, because you're on the way out.
My wife helped him start his podcast.
Oh, that's nice. I just want to say...
I'm not saying that you're not wrong.
Okay. I just want to say, as an update, previously reported earthquake activity confirmed to be a sonic boom from aircraft by U.S. Geological Survey, not an earthquake.
Oh, where was it? Upstate?
I don't know.
Sonic boom.
Wow. And there's smoke on West 40th and 5th Avenue.
Oh, great. We're close enough to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
God, well, we should get out of here, huh?
Listen.
Yes, Judith. All right, we're done. Did they really say that about Wendy Lee?
Yes! And then Wendy...
Does he have them on the show ever?
I don't know. But
he should have them
like
on the show after he said that. Will you try to get them on the show now that
yes.
he said that?
I wanted to. You know, it's just like it's...
Have you been on his show?
Yes.
How many times?
Once.
Oh.
He only has people on once.
Once. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God. I wouldn't...
President Obama was on his show.
Yeah. Well, look, President Obama was on Jerry Seinfeld's show, too.
I know. Did you see that?
No, I didn't watch.
President Obama is a celebrizant.
What was the thing Gilbert used to say? I breathe in, and then I breathe out. Is that what he used to say when he imitated Jerry?
Yes.
You breathe in, and you breathe out. How amazing is that?
I love imitating Gilbert.
Oh my God, is he funny, huh?
He is fucking funny.
Oh boy, watch out.
Funny.
Oh boy, dear funny. Too funny.
I just did his podcast.
Oh, with
yes. Yes.
I should do that podcast.
Frank.
Frank. Yeah, I love Frank.
I breathe in, and then I breathe out. Did you ever notice how you breathe in,
and then you breathe out?
We ask every guest this question.
Okay, hit me. Do I have hopes and dreams for my future?
No.
Oh.
Are you on, have you ever been on, but are you on any antidepressants?
Well, let me tell you, I have been on them.
Yes.
I have been on them.
What were you on?
Wellbutrin.
Yes, I have that. I'm on that now.
I was on, they've been trying to put me on them since I'm a kid. Way back when I was a kid, they tried to put me on Elavil. I was on that.
Oh, yes. I've taken that.
That's heavy duty. In high school. Mm.
But that's like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, I was in. Yeah. After my brother died, I was going to kill myself. So right. I was on a lot of different shit.
Okay, so Elavil.
And then after my dad died, I was on some stuff for a while.
What?
Every time there's Effexor, I think I was on a while.
And it takes a while to get off that one.
I don't remember.
Yes, I was on Effexor and I was thin.
Oh,
that's all I remember.
Well, maybe I should go back on that.
No, go.
And Wellbutrin for menopause.
Yes, I'm on
Wellbutrin's good for menopause. It got me through menopause and my mother's death.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
I'm on Paxil.
I've never been on Paxil.
Yes, it's panic. Panic.
I've never tried that.
Wellbutrin a little bit.
Wellbutrin's interesting. Yeah. It's the original, isn't it like the original antidepressant?
No, well, it was a smoking cessation drug.
Oh,
to stop you from smoking?
Yes, and they realized it was not going to have it.
Wow.
Yeah, Wellbutrin.
Interesting.
Wait, am I on that?
I've been on marijuana.
You're on Wellbutrin. Everybody here's on marijuana.
Marijuana is the best antidepressant.
Amen. Oh, I know. I want to kind of get off. I'm ready. I think I'm going to get off of...
Pot?
No!
Oh.
Wellbutrin...
You just cry all day when you go off.
I know, but I don't. I'm on a cocktail. You know, and I think it's too much. I get dizzy.
Oh,
it's too much. I'm over.
How many are you on?
I have a large, I have sleeping, I have trazodone.
Oh my God,
and
Judy.
I know, and it was because I had that nervous breakdown.
You
should
have never had that drink when we were out that night. Because you shouldn't drink if you're on all those.
Oh, please.
No, I'm serious. That night when you got loaded, I mean,
I
you were very funny. Oh, you did too. You
I
were
did
drunk.
Not.
You
Where?
Were drunk at that Bette Midler event. You were drunk. You were dressed up as
Caitlyn.
As, Caitlyn.
That's because I got in a fight with Elisa.
That's no excuse for drinking, Judith. But I knew when you were drinking too much that night that it was the mixture of drinks.
But it was also
drugs.
They're so nice to me at the. At the Waldorf.
Oh,
when
my
I do
God.
That
that's
thing.
I don't know how you do that.
Oh.
They don't even listen.
And they give
They don't even listen to Bette.
I know. But, you know, I, look Bette at Midler, me. I, you're always like, you know.
Hello, Dolly.
I know.
Hello.
Hello.
Dolly. Well, hello.
Dolly. Well, hello.
Dolly. It's so great
Dolly.
To have you
it's so
back where you belong.
Look at you all. You're all so
they asked
handsome.
Me to be. They asked me to be.
Brett?
They asked me to be Hello, Dolly, and I turned
okay.
it down.
But
no, I turned it down.
Really?
Yeah, I turned it down.
Yeah, Brett. Yeah.
Oh, Brett.
Okay.
Oh,
Kenny told me to turn it down.
That's hilarious. Everyone.
My Brett
Our
Butler
birthday
story?
Tradition on your birthday.
Oh, that you leave me messages. But Judy, you forgot this year.
I know.
Because your mother died.
My mother
died. I'll let you go. She always leaves me a message. First, you do Joy.
Yeah. I
Joy
do
always
comics.
Starts out the message.
Hi. I can't talk. I heard it was your birthday. Whatever.
Caroline's here. She wants to talk to you.
And then I do Caroline Ray. Hey, Henriette. How are you? Happy birthday. I have to go.
Jim David.
Then Chip.
Boo! Well, I heard you're really old. How'd you get that? Angela Scott.
Hi, Hen. Hi. Happy birthday.
Brett Butler.
Oh, Hen, I just want to say, you know, that.
I mean, it's been
you have a few that you kind of throw in, like, who's the. You know, the comic of the day.
Yeah, the comic of the day.
But,
I'll do
but those are the regulars.
Yeah. It's great. And they always show up, and it's always the same.
And so, Joy's always the
But
boss.
Sometimes I'll call Henriette. She'll answer the phone, and I'll be like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, yeah, shit. Sorry, I'm not going to pick
I was just going to ask that.
What?
Once, like, a couple times,
right,
so I've called
and you,
and you're like,
oh.
Well, hi, and you're talking. I go, Henriette. Oh, you're like, oh, okay, sorry, I'm hanging up.
And then you have to hang up.
That's
calling.
So
That's
cute.
Right. Yeah, I saved them. I have most of them.
That's great.
They're very timely.
Oh, they're very
because it's
good.
Whatever.
Oh, it's totally about what's going
All right.
on.
We're
is
getting
our time
the we're
up?
Getting the
oh my
we
God,
need
is
the
that time up? Oh my
Henry,
God.
I have to say, this is one of my favorite Kill Me Now episodes.
Oh, stop
it!
Is, oh,
Hen.
Come
it's
on!
Nothing like an
Why
old
don't you
friend.
Have Bruce Springsteen on?
I am. He's coming on.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Wow.
I'll
this make sure
goodbye.
You don't come. You can come on again.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're not Mark Maron.
Yeah,
not too good for people twice or three.
He's on
but
his
I
way
have
out.
To say,
white
you
men, are... white men in America, on their way out.
It's
Sorry.
True.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
You are unfuckable, and that's what I've wanted.
Is that what he says to people?
No, that's what
no,
they
that's
said
your
about
character
Wendy.
Our character
that's
types.
What they said to Wendy Lee.
Yes, they called her an unfuckable
Who's
nerd.
Who's they besides Mark?
I don't know who said it. It was on his podcast.
Probably any one of those dudes would totally fuck her if she gave them the time of day.
Well, they'd fuck anybody.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, Mark Maron? Oh, weesh.
Oh, Henriette, I just want to...
So did Brett ever date him?
No,
she,
no,
go,
she never
she
did.
Never
never
dated,
did
but
never
she
did.
Dated Kenny.
Never did, never
oh,
did.
You this was your imitation of Brett. Oh, Kenny's got a halo on his head.
Oh, yeah, because she was married to Kenny, and they had like a perfect relationship,
yeah.
And they got divorced.
Laura right. Keitlinger said that if everything that Brett said that Kenny said is true, Kenny's the next Eugene O'Neill.
Wow. He was an attorney. Henriette,
All right, we gotta
I
go.
Can't thank Aww. You enough.
Thank you. This was so much fun. It really lightened up my life.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah,
like
Debbie Boone.
You know, I don't know when this was airing. Do you know?
Sure, a few weeks.
Plug.
Oh,
I'll
good.
Be at 54 Below. Yes. I'm going to be at
Where's
54
that?
Below. It's like it's below
You
the
should
old
have Mike
Studio
Sweeney
50.
On this show.
Oh, I would love that. And I'm doing a little cabaret thing and stand-up. You have to come.
You know, I'm going to start doing stand-up again.
Good.
At Randy Credico's show.
Okay, good.
Okay. I'm going right. to go up and I'm going to do some jokes.
Okay.
Awesome. Your
and
jokes.
You're very pretty.
I'm going to do your jokes.
Do nice. It. Do my, answer, right. my mother's answering machine
okay.
message.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Great.
Lauren, thank you for being here.
Thank you,
for
Lauren.
Having me.
This is Kill Me Now. I don't
what
know what else to
say?
Fucking say. The only thing I can say right now
no, stay
is...
stay tuned, because next week Brett Butler will be on.
I just want to say to everyone out there, thank you for listening, and so long!
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
and everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.